Now, we do have an opportunity for you to spit fire every single week. And oftentimes, the situation calls for that. It's a little something courtesy of our friends at the DQs of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park. This is your chance to basically bring the heat, right? We want to see your hot takes. We want to hear it all. It's the Flamethrower, presented by the DQs of Northwest Edmonton and Sherwood Park. This one from Gerald, inspired by our conversation with Anthony Fury and Ewan Thompson earlier this week about supervised consumption. We were talking about Ewan's Alberta Views cover. This is What's Wrong with Rehab. He investigates the Alberta government's approach to the opioid crisis. Gerald says, you know, one of the things I think that's being missed in these anecdotes when we're talking about supervised consumption or people drug poisoning, overdoses, you know, overdosing maybe four times in one day, is that it's paramedics, EMTs, firefighters that are often saving them, not nurses at safe injection sites. And then to take it a step further, if they were using safe supply instead of toxic drugs, those numbers drop even more. Gerald says oftentimes the arguments against safe injection and safe supply actually prove the validity of the program. Set from Gerald. I love that one. What about this one from Anton, who says, Jess Boy, I've been a listener since day one and the show has never been better. Thanks, Anton. Says, on your March 5th episode with Cheryl Oates, Erica Barutis, you were talking about involuntary drug treatment for the exceptional case when someone has been brought to life with a dose of naloxone. He says, as a police officer who works in the downtown core, I can assure you this is an accurate description. I've seen countless people in a near-death state only to be revived because my colleagues and I stumbled upon them by happenstance, called for EMS, and administered naloxone. And yes, the anecdotes about the same person being saved by naloxone several times a week or even multiple times in the same day are real, says Anton. Your comment to Eric about involuntary drug treatment being akin to incarceration gave me pause. We, the police, frequently apprehend people who are at risk of imminent harm to themselves or others under the Mental Health Act. It's called Form 10. Then it's seen as necessary and compassionate. That person's taken to hospital for medical intervention, whether they consent to it or not. He says, why should it be any different for someone who's at risk of harming themselves through a severe substance use disorder? Now, I'm not saying that everyone who struggles with substance use disorder needs to be forced into involuntary treatment, but in some rare cases, these folks need this level of intervention because of the very real risk they present to themselves and society. I mean, if I was asleep at the wheel driving off a cliff or worse, a crowded sidewalk, I sure hope somebody would intervene. I think we need to be open-minded when it comes to tackling issues of substance use disorders. There is certainly, says Anton, certainly a place for harm reduction, but in some cases it's woefully inadequate. I appreciate your show because it's like a workout for my critical thinking muscles. Keep up the great work. Anton, thanks for serving the city. Stay safe out there, pal. What about this one from Ben, who wants to talk about the Heritage Savings Trust Fund? He says, Jespo, obviously putting money aside for the Heritage Fund is not a bad idea in principle. It's what Finance Minister Horner told us they're going to do. It's what Premier Danielle Smith, I'm sure, we'll talk about a little bit when she's on the show with us Wednesday, March 13th in studio. Ben says, but why not tax those oil giants a little bit more in order to fund such an endeavor, topping up the Heritage Fund? He says the UK implemented a windfall tax on ballooning oil profits, and so far it's been very successful. First, it was a 25% surcharge. They've now increased it to 35%. Built into the legislation is the removal of the tax if oil prices fall below a certain level. Note, this was done by a conservative government. Ben says maybe this would have allowed them to follow through on her income tax reduction promise. It's our oil. The profits should be in our pockets, not Suncor's shareholders. That from Ben. And this one from Kat, who says, Jespo, I want to offer my thoughts on Alberta's stance of opting out of a national pharmacare program. I'm a type 1 diabetic. I have latent adult diabetes. I got it in my 30s. And a few years ago, I decided I needed to do something about my declining health. So I started working out and trying to manage my blood sugar. I'm a person on AISH and I use the Alberta Blue Cross plan. And under this conservative government, I've seen my allotment of test strips cut to 600 a year. I don't know, have context on that, but Kat goes on to say this is less than two blood checks a day, which for a type 1 diabetic is not good at all. I qualified for compassionate care for a CGM, that's a glucose monitor, so I pay half price, and I went on to take my A1C from almost 11% to 6%, and I've been stable for over 2 years. Great news, Kat. Says I lift weights, I'm changing my health. Hopefully the damages from the high sugars in past will diminish. We wish you well. Kat says what concerns me, though, is is that the premier says the provincial plan covers diabetics. When I heard that, I choked on my coffee. A CGM, this continuous glucose monitor, is such a game changer. Ask any diabetic. It's not even comparable to these finger pokes. I haven't had it to visit the doctor so much. Money saved. I've not had to go to the ER. Money saved. The government can't see it this way. You know, a CGM costs more than a regular meter, but honestly, not that much. How much does a trip to the ER cost? Can you ask Premier that question? They're stepping over dollars to pick up pennies. I thought conservatives were fiscally responsible. Now, I know there's a plethora of other stories, and I'm just telling you about my experience, but this pharma plan, I'm a Canadian before I'm an Albertan. This is outrageous, and we must not accept it. That from Kat, who sent their email to talk@ryanjesperson.com. The Flamethrowers, presented Fridays on Real Talk by the Dairy Queens in Northwest Edmonton. That's Palisades, Nemeo, Newcastle, Westmount, and in Sherwood Park on Baseline Road. Real Talk is taking Monday off because we're working on a very important film project in Jasper that I can't wait to show you. Tuesday, Nahed Nenshi will join us. I can't tell you what we'll talk about. You'll find out Tuesday. And Wednesday, the Premier of Alberta, Danielle Smith, joins us live in studio. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend. We'll